No card playing, a surefire gateway to gambling. No ghost stories, a guaranteed way to conjure demons. No celebration of Halloween, more demons. And no movies unless they were rated G. He also forbade us to wear shorts, even though our mission trips visited states such as Georgia and Louisiana in the middle of August on a bus with no air conditioning. When I heard that, I could contain myself no longer. Without raising my hand, I blurted out, "No shorts on our summer mission trips. The bus has no air conditioning. We'll all melt and we'll stink." That got a lot of laughs, but his carrotness didn't back down. I know it will be uncomfortable, but that's nothing compared to the discomfort Christ experienced dying for our sins. Our mission trips will be the most important time for us to set an example to the pagan world, and we will not be wearing shorts. A low whistle of amazement came from the back of the gym. Jeff's eyes darted around looking for the culprit before he regained his composure and flashed an ultra-white smile. No one asked any more questions after that. The senior pastor smiled and said something about us having plenty of time to get to know each other. He said it like it was a good thing. I thought I was going to puke right on the gym floor. I had fought a long and hard battle for rock and roll at my church and finally gotten my mentors to listen. Now some guy shows up and, with a wave of his hand, banishes all music featuring guitars that plugged in, along with all other benign comforts of the flesh. I was in the middle of a bad dream. Most teenagers would have stopped coming to youth group, or just paid lip service to the new rules and gone about the time-honored practice of rebelling in secret. Not me. I declared war. This was my church. Church was the only place where I felt safe, understood, and respected. It was the only place I had fun. Now some dogmatic cleric was trying to ruin it for me. Over my dead body. Poor Brother Jeff had no idea who he was up against. In a Southern Baptist church, the Bible is the litmus test for everything. Ever since I'd walked down the aisle at age 7 and taken the pastor's hand, I'd been reading the Bible. I didn't just listen to what my teachers told me about the Bible in Sunday school. I studied the thing. By age 13, I'd read the entire Bible. Well, almost. I got the KO from Numbers in chapter 3. I knew that biblical support for Brother Jeff's list of don'ts was thin at best, and I wielded the word like a sword in our theological debates. I was certain that my knowledge of Scripture would help me triumph over this new regime of the absurd. I debated Jeff steadily for the next year, always using what I regarded as solid biblical arguments. I prayed for him and for our church. I did my best to be a good example and a solid leader so that my disagreements with Jeff didn't look like reckless defiance. I tangled with Jeff in public, in private, and in writing.